Gita Madhurya, Chapter 6. In the beginning of the 5th chapter, Arjun asked Lord Krishna which of the two, the discipline of knowledge or discipline of disinterested action, is better. Lord Krishna replied, "Both of them lead to supreme bliss, but yoga of action is superior to yoga of knowledge." Lord Krishna described up to the 26th verse of the 5th chapter how they lead to supreme bliss. Then he described the discipline of meditation in two verses, which is helpful in the discipline of knowledge as well as action and also leads to supreme bliss independently. Then he concluded the 5th chapter by announcing, "Having known me, the Supreme Lord of all the worlds, my devotee attains peace." Now, Lord Krishna in the 6th chapter again explains the superiority of the discipline of disinterested action. Lord Krishna said, "I have told you several facts about Karma Yoga or the discipline of action. Now, I tell you the essence of Karma Yoga. He who discharges his duty without seeking its fruit, that is, without depending on perishable things, is a sannyasi or sankhya yogi and a yogi or karma yogi. He who has renounced the sacred fire or the action is not a sannyasi or a yogi. Therefore, O Arjun, whatever is called sannyasa by people, know that to be yoga." Arjun asked, "What is glorious in a sannyasi and a yogi?" Lord Krishna said, "There is glory of renunciation of sankalp or the thought of the world, for no one who has not given up thought of the world can become a yogi." Arjun asked, "What is the means which enables a man to become a yogi?" Lord Krishna replied, "Action without motive is the means which enables a man to become a yogi. For the same man, when he is established in yoga, tranquility of mind is said to be the means to attain blessedness or God realization. That is, the yogi should not enjoy the tranquility which he gets by renouncing the world." Arjun asked, "What are the marks of a man who has attained yoga?" Lord Krishna said, "Such a yogi ceases to have any attachment either for the objects of senses or for actions, and he renounces all thoughts of the world." Arjun asked, "What should a man do to attain yoga?" Lord Krishna said, "He should raise himself by his own effort and should not degrade himself, for one's own self is one's friend and one's own self is one's enemy." Arjun asked, "How is own self his friend and enemy?" Lord Krishna said, "To him who has conquered his lower self, that is, who has not accepted his affinity for the unreal, his own self is the friend. But to him who has not conquered his lower self, that is, who has accepted his affinity for the unreal, his own self acts as the enemy." Arjun asked, "What will be the outcome if one's own self is one's friend?" Lord Krishna replied, "The self-controlled person's mind is perfectly calm in favorable and unfavorable circumstances which he comes across because of his past actions, in present success and failure, and in honor and dishonor. Therefore, he attains God." Arjun asked, "What are the marks of the man who has attained God?" Lord Krishna replied, "His mind is satisfied with jnana and vijnan. His all senses are subdued. He remains unshaken under all circumstances. To him, a clod, a stone, and a piece of gold are the same. Such a yogi is called equanimous. He regards well-wishers, friends, neutrals, mediators, the hateful, the relatives, the saints and the sinners alike. Such a man with equanimity stands supreme." Arjun asked, "Is there also any other means besides Karma Yoga to attain that state of equanimity?" Lord Krishna said, "Yes, meditation is another means. Now I tell you the process one ought to undergo. One having got rid of possessions for pleasures and also desires, having controlled his mind and body, living in seclusion, should concentrate his mind on God." Arjun asked, "What sort of setting should one have for the practice of meditation?" Lord Krishna said, "One should firmly fix his seat, neither too high nor too low, in a clean place, with kush grass and deer skin and a cloth, one over the other." Arjun asked, "What should one do after fixing the seat?" Lord Krishna said, "Sitting on that seat, controlling the functions of the mind and the senses, and concentrating the mind, one should practice meditation for self-purification." Arjun asked, "How should he sit on that seat?" Lord Krishna said, "He should keep the trunk, head and neck straight and steady, remain firm and gaze at the tip of his nose without looking in other directions." Arjun asked, "What should be the state of his mind then?" Lord Krishna said, "Pledged to the vow of continence and fearlessness, keeping himself perfectly calm, subdued in mind, free from pairs of opposites such as attachment and aversion, the vigilant yogi should think on me and have me as the supreme goal." Arjun asked, "What will be the result of this state?" Lord Krishna said, "Keeping himself ever steadfast in this state, the yogi of subdued mind attains the lasting peace, which consists of supreme bliss, which abides in me." Arjun asked, "Several persons practice meditation, but why is the yoga not possible for all of them?" Lord Krishna said, "O Arjun, this yoga is not possible for him who eats too much, nor for him who does not eat at all, nor for him who sleeps too much, nor for him who is ceaselessly awake." Arjun asked, "Then who accomplishes this yoga?" Lord Krishna said, "This yoga is accomplished only by him who is moderate in eating and recreation, temperate in actions, and regulated in sleeping and waking. This yoga is the destroyer of miseries." Arjun asked, "When is one said to be established in this yoga which is the destroyer of miseries?" Lord Krishna said, "When the mind, brought under complete control, rests in the self alone, and the person has disinclination for all objects without having the least desire for the worldly things, then he is said to be established in yoga, that is, his yoga is accomplished." Arjun asked, "What is the state of the mind then?" Lord Krishna said, "As a lamp in a windless place does not flicker, this is the simile used for the disciplined mind of a yogi who practices meditation." Arjun asked, "What is the result of the disciplined mind?" Lord Krishna said, "The result is that the mind, disciplined by the practice of yoga, comes to rest, and he, beholding the self by the self, is satisfied in the self." Arjun asked, "What happens after he has felt satisfied in the self?" Lord Krishna said, "He feels eternal and supreme bliss, which transcends the senses, and wherein established, the said yogi never deviates from the self." Arjun asked, "Why does he not deviate from the self?" Lord Krishna said, "He does not deviate because he does not think any gain greater than that, and established in that, he is not shaken even by the heaviest affliction, because in that state there is no lack of bliss and no reach of pain." Arjun asked, "How should this singular bliss be attained?" Lord Krishna said, "The state which is free from the contact of pain, that is, in which there is total renunciation of affinity for the world, should be known as yoga. Such yoga should be attained with determination, with an unwearied mind." Arjun asked, "Is there also any other means to attain that yoga or equanimity as an end?" Lord Krishna said, Yes, the other means is the meditation on the Absolute who is formless and attributeless, abandoning without reserve all desires arising from thoughts of the world and fully restraining the senses from all sides by the mind, by intellect full of patience, he should, through gradual practice, attain tranquility, and having established the mind in God, he should not think of anything else. Arjun asked, what should he do if the mind wanders away? Lord Krishna said, he should restrain the wandering and unsteady mind from all those objects after which it runs and should repeatedly concentrate it on God. Arjun asked, what will be the result of the concentration of mind on God? Lord Krishna said, such a calm-minded, sinless yogi, free from inclinations of Rajoguna and identified with Brahma, will attain excellent bliss. Arjun asked, what will happen after it? Lord Krishna said, after it, the sinless yogi constantly engaging himself in God will attain with ease the infinite bliss of oneness with Brahma. Arjun asked, what vision about the world does such a yogi have? Lord Krishna said, he sees himself in all beings and all beings in himself. Therefore, he becomes even-minded. Arjun asked, how does he who meditates on you endowed with attributes and form look at the world? Lord Krishna said, he sees me in all beings and sees all beings in me. Therefore, he never loses sight of me and I never lose sight of him. Arjun asked, why are you and that yogi not out of sight of each other? Lord Krishna said, he established in unity worships me as residing in all beings. That yogi, though engaged in all forms of activities, dwells in me alone. Thus, how can we remain out of sight of each other? Arjun asked, how does the yogi who meditates on you, the attributeless and formless one, behold the world? Lord Krishna said, he looks on all as one, on the analogy of his own self, and judges pleasure or pain everywhere by the same standard as he applies to himself. Such a yogi is regarded as supreme. Arjun said, O Madhusudan, the yoga of meditation in order to attain equanimity which you have taught, owing to the restlessness of mind, I don't perceive its stability, for the mind is very unsteady, turbulent, strong and obstinate. Therefore, I consider it as difficult to control as the wind. Lord Krishna said, you are right, O mighty armed. The mind is, without doubt, unsteady and difficult to control. But, O Kunti Nandan, it can be controlled by practice and dispassion. This yoga of meditation is difficult to attain by one whose mind and senses are not under control. But one who has controlled his senses and mind can attain this yoga, such is my conviction. Arjun said, the striver who has faith in the spiritual discipline, but whose effort is lax, if he deviates from yoga at the time of death, having failed to attain perfection in yoga or God realization, what end does he meet with? Without dependence on the world and deluded in the path of God, without any hold, does he not perish like the torn cloud deprived of both? You can dispel this doubt of mine completely, for none other than yourself can destroy this doubt. Sri Bhagwan said, O Parth, there is no fall for him here or hereafter, because, O dear, the doer of good never meets with an evil destiny. Arjun asked, what type of destiny does he meet with then? Lord Krishna said, the striver, who has fallen from yoga because of having worldly desires, attains the worlds of all the righteous, higher worlds such as heavens, etc., and having lived there for countless years, takes birth in the house of pious and wealthy men in the mortal world. If he has no worldly desire, but falls from yoga because of any other reason at the time of death, He, instead of going to the heaven, etc., is born in the family of enlightened yogis. This kind of birth is very difficult to attain in this world. Arjun asked, what happens to him after he has taken birth in the family of enlightened yogis? Lord Krishna said, O Kurunandan, there he regains this knowledge acquired in his previous birth easily, and he strives more than before for perfection. Arjun asked, you have told me about him who takes birth in the family of enlightened yogis. But what happens to him who takes birth in the house of pious and wealthy men? Lord Krishna said, he, though subject to the senses, feels drawn towards God by the force of his former practice. Arjun asked, what is the force of his former practice, O Lord, by which he is drawn towards God? Lord Krishna said, O brother, when even the seeker of the yoga of equanimity transcends the fruit of actions performed with some interested motive as laid down in the Vedas, he who is busy with yoga but falls from it is naturally drawn towards God. Arjun asked, what happens when he is drawn towards God? Lord Krishna said, he strives with assiduity and purified from sins and perfected through many births, reaches the supreme goal, God. Arjun asked, what is the glory of such a yogi who attains the supreme goal? Lord Krishna said, that yogi is superior to those ascetics, men of knowledge and workers who perform action with some interested motive. This is my conviction. Therefore, be a yogi, O Arjun. Arjun asked, who among the yogis is the best one? Lord Krishna said, he is the best one who devoutly worships me with his mind focused on me. End of chapter 6.